Hi, Adam.
Hiya.
So you had the highs of beating the likes of Chesterfield, and then you hit, let's call it, a bump in the road with Eastleigh. How do you then approach things with the players? How do you reframe things?
Yeah, we could look at that, but I think it was a bit of a bump in the road with us drawing at Halifax for how well we played. So, yeah, just the same manner, really. Stay positive and focus on the good work that has been done in recent weeks. And, you know, I'm seeing a team now that's dominating the ball and controlling games. And obviously, it's all right having those stats and having possession stats. The one stat that matters at the moment is that scoreline, and we've got to make sure that we're getting that stat right on Saturday.
Personally, you've come obviously from a club flying high to one that's relegation threatened. Have you had to change your mindset at all?
Not really, I don't think. You know, I'm the world's worst loser, no matter what I'm doing, what I'm playing. I had to apologise to my mother-in-law, and we've been on holidays playing Uno and I lose, so I don't think that's ever going to change. You know, my mum had come up for the first time and not seen her in a while, and, you know, barely spoke a word to her on Saturday after the game because just down and disappointed. So, yeah, obviously prefer competing up the other end of the table, but yeah, my mindset has not changed. You know, enjoy winning games of football, and, you know, I want to strive to do that here.
The club brought in the data analyst as part of obviously the previous manager's tenure. How much do you work with them? How does that sort of frame your approach to each game as well?
Yeah, not so much. I think it's more on the sort of recruitment and stuff like that, but yeah, Cam does a lot of good stuff in terms of that, and putting videos together of our good stuff and stuff that we can improve on. And you know, we put a little video together of the opposition and try and show the boys you know, some key areas of the game. So yeah, I think it's really important to how we work, and like I say, Cam's been excellent in delivering that for us.
And Woking are no fools. They've only lost two games out of the last 10. Could that be in your favour, in the fact they may not be as defensive as Eastleigh, and they might obviously create gaps for you?
No, yeah, they're definitely a team that will want to come and press us, I believe. Like I say, it might sort of change the game plan a little bit, but I can't see it too much. I think the manager will come and back them to come here and win. So, yeah, it could open up, and, you know, we're hoping, however they sort of set up, that we implement our game plan and we keep our standards really high, like they have been in recent weeks.
And it's welcome news with several players coming back into contention. When do you actually tell the players whether they're playing or not?
I think they sort of get a bit of an idea. We do a lot of shape work and work on the team throughout the week, so they get a bit of an idea throughout the week. But you know, probably won't know until that team meeting before the kickoff for definite. But, you know, like I say, we do a lot of 11 vs 11, and it's generally with the team that we've got in mind for the weekend.
And talking of that team meeting, there's a lovely video of a lifelong fan with a terminal illness being welcomed in and meeting you all. How much does that put life in perspective?
No, of course it does. Like I said to you, I'm the world's worst loser. I didn't speak to my mum much on Saturday night, but yeah, you see, I lost my dad a couple of years ago to cancer, so I know how it can affect people. And you know, as soon as I heard the news, I was really wanted to give him the best experience that he could. So yeah, I was delighted to welcome Neil into our team meeting and do all we could to show him a really nice day.
And you ended that team meeting by telling the players to go out and enjoy themselves. It's going to be a carnival atmosphere on Saturday. How much is that important that they play with freedom?
Oh, definitely that. I think any player plays at their best when they're enjoying themselves and they're enjoying what they're doing. And, you know, like I say, we was frustrated with large parts of our game on Saturday that we can get better at. But I thought in the main we sort of really took the game to them, and was a bit unfortunate not to get the lead. I think the first goal is massive when you've got a team that's come in and set up like they did. And it might be in a case where you sort of wear them down a bit, and I think the last 15 minutes, if it's 0-0, is really vital. And obviously we went down to 9 men in that vital stage, so there's lots of learning for us to do. But yeah, I think it's so important that the players are out there enjoying and playing, because like I say, it puts things into perspective. You know, they've got to enjoy what they're doing.
All good luck. Thank you
very much.